Okay, we ready? Okay. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. Meeting notice has been posted at Municipal Building and distributed to Hunterdon Review, Courier News, The Express Times, Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. And everybody please rise for flag salute, followed by a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There. Okay, we have the minutes of the regular meeting from February 15th, 2017. Has everybody had a chance to review? Any changes? Yes, no, maybe so.
I make a motion to approve the regular meetings of the Township Committee meeting for February 15th, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. We also have the minutes of the executive session meeting from February 15th, 2017.
Make a motion we accept the executive minutes on February 15, 2017.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Now can I get a motion limited to agenda items only for opening to public?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Limited to agenda items only. It is open to public comment.
This is a period of public comment, if you have such, that's limited to the agenda items only, if you have an agenda on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said you wanted to speak, didn't you?
Yeah, it would be for the board meeting, not the health.
Well, this is the Township Committee meeting.
But what, the item...
Meeting now?
This is the regular meeting.
Oh, same people?
Yeah.
Same people.
Oh, yeah, that's how we
no.
There's a microphone over there. If you state your name and address,
but
I'm sorry.
But it's limited to the agenda items. What is it on? Because it's limited to the agenda items only, right, at this point.
Well, it's not on the agenda. It's like new business.
Okay. Then we'll wait to the second public comment section, okay, if you can. Thank you.
Let me know when I'm hard hearing.
No problem. We can do that. We'll have Charlie behind you wake you up.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody for agenda items?
Make a motion we close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. We have introduction for the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey Salary Ordinance 2017-02. Can I get a motion? This is just the introduction. So, yeah, can I...
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2017-02, salary ordinance. Public hearing to be held on March 15th, 2017.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Again, so public hearing will be March 15th, 2017. Okay, we have... No resolutions. The bid information regarding the chiefs and stuff, I'd like to hold that more of as a contract type item that we can hold to executive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those items, and I see James hiding back there. We'll hold that. We can do that also, but we have the lease. Did you ever get a chance to, James? If you can come up to Mike, then I can. Then I don't have to look through your head. I'd forward you the lease with the changes we had made regarding the maintenance. Had you gotten at least to look it over?
I've looked it over. Okay. I haven't had the chance to forward it to Paul for him to look.
That's fine. So, I mean, realistically, at this point, has everybody else on the committee gotten a chance to review the lease after the amendments we made regarding maintenance items?
Yes.
Because then I think at this point, if we're comfortable with it, I'd like to see if we could approve it. Then you could take it back to your group. If you're comfortable with it, you can sign it, bring it back to us, we can sign it.
Okay.
I think that would probably be the most logical path, correct, Dick?
Yeah, that'd be fine. As long as you guys are okay with it.
Right, if we're okay with it, he could take it. They're
sure,
good with
it. Fire company could take a look at it, if they feel comfortable, then everybody's right. In good shape.
And then we can execute it by
correct.
And it comes back to us.
Yep.
So if everybody else is, fine with the changes that we've made on the lease only is what I'm talking about at this point.
So should that be a motion?
I would say yes.
And to be clear, this is not the rental agreement or the conditions of agreement.
Correct. This is just the lease that I'm talking about right now.
And this is a motion to release this lease agreement to the fire department for their review.
Correct.
Which will come back to us.
Either executed or with modifications.
Okay. I'll make that motion. To release this.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Good. Got something more.
Mayor, one little thing on
the list.
One little thing on what your comment to me. I probably was a little bit behind on your question when you were asked about the request to seek bids for the chief's vehicle and ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Was your thought you wanted to do that in executive session?
Yes.
That's going to be a little of a problem.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I think you need to discuss that in public session.
Okay.
It's purchase of a property, and
purchase of property was something you can discuss.
Well, when we're talking about going out to bid, I don't think that would be appropriate to do in an executive session.
Okay.
In other words, when you go out for bids, you set up the bid terms. You negotiate what those bid terms are. They're a matter of public record. So I don't think it would be something that would be appropriate to go into executive session if I understand what you want to discuss.
Okay.
And I think you – I'm not sure exactly what you want to discuss, but I think it would be best to at least start out in public session, and then if we reach a stage where something that comes up that would fit within one of the exceptions –
okay.
Then we could deal with it at that point in time.
I thought the executive discussion was purely for the procedures on how to go out to bid.
Then that would be public. That's clearly public, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be public because why would you have to be in an executive session on that, right?
You're doing
it through bid. It's not like you're going to be negotiating over the terms of how much you're going to pay because on a bid, the bidder either says, I'm going to pay, I'll do it for this price, or I won't do it for that price. The bids come in, usually sealed.
Okay.
So I don't think that would be an appropriate thing for an executive session.
That's fine. Well, we'll go back to it if there's something that we feel.
I'm sorry I didn't pick it up when you first said it.
Okay, that's fine. If we feel there's something we need to go back to.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll deal with it at that point.
You can stop now or
okay.
Whatever. Okay, so we'll roll back to that. So we have the ambulance and the chief vehicle that is Tara has done the bid spec or the bid. What do you want to call it?
Bid package.
Bid package.
Bid
thank you.
Right.
For the ambulance, there's a couple items on there. One that I know I'd ask you about the chassis.
Yeah, that was a typo. He's got to change it and get me an updated copy of it. So.
Okay, so that needs to be corrected. There's something in then the bid package on there, and that needs to change. We would have to send that to you. That doesn't change your end of it, though, what you've done. It really just is the backup documentation behind it. That was the specifics.
Right. In other words, Chief, what you did for your specifications for the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That sort of gets attached. Doesn't sort of. It gets attached to this as the direction to the potential bidders about what the requirements of the fire company are in terms of the qualifications of the vehicle, shall we say.
Okay.
Mayor, I have a couple of questions.
Sure. Absolutely.
For James, what are the specs that you're unable to get panned out that we can't do the state bid?
As far as the ambulance or the
chief's vehicle?
It's a combination of them. I mean, there's multiple state contracts available, and Mark and I had discussed this earlier in the week. There's not one state contract where they'd be able to do everything through one vendor. I could get the radios done by one vendor, the lighting done by another vendor, the lettering done by another vendor. My fear with that is vendor A needs vendor B to do something, and it gets lost in translation, or if you have a warranty issue, who's at fault for a warranty issue? In my experience using multiple contractors like that, it just doesn't pan out well. So there's not one state contract or co-op or something that I could get everything that we were looking at to get out of the vehicle from one vendor. It's not a particular vendor we're looking for. It's just a one-stop shop, for lack of a better description.
And after him and I had that conversation, just to kind of so I understand it myself, actually somebody I work with, I knew he's a chief in Hamilton, and I asked him about how do you guys do this. He says all of our fire and rescue go out to bid, period. There's no other answer. He says it just makes it easier for us. So I'm like, okay.
Well, how does that work with the police vehicles?
I don't know. But I'm just saying, like,
in all fairness, Brian, I think they're comparing a little bit of apples to oranges.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. What's the difference? Yeah.
When a police vehicle comes in, and Jack can correct
they're
me.
They're all in a co-op.
Right.
Yeah, and that all comes from one vendor. The lights are from the same vendor. The cage is from the same vendor. It's one vendor. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you start talking about, I mean, our chief truck spec to have a lot more radio equipment in it. The cabinetry is a little bit different than you would find in a police vehicle. Like I said, it's available via separate state contract, but I can't find one contract that we could say, okay, this is everything we need for it, and be done with it.
Okay, I just didn't understand that.
Could I ask, so it's been a year since we started, I think we approved an ordinance to finance this a year ago, we now have a new committee person and the like. Can you remind us, what does this vehicle replace in terms of the age of the current vehicle?
I believe it's an 04 Dodge Durango.
And what will we do with that vehicle?
At this point, I think the fire department's ready to relinquish it back to the township. It's kind of reached its service stage.
This will be a true replacement.
Yes.
We don't need an additional vehicle.
Yep.
So realistically, at this point, I know Tara had done the bid package already. It would be a similar bid package for the chief's vehicle to put that together and then putting the spec behind it to put it out to bid, and then essentially we could hopefully put both of them out to bid.
It'll be very close to a mirror image.
Right.
You know, for a vehicle, the bid specs are pretty much, our part of the bid specs are pretty much generic. Chief, might just look through them to make sure there's nothing different, but I'll tell Tara if you want just to prepare another package for the chief's vehicle.
Right.
If that's what you want.
Yeah, that's right. That's that's the one thought process.
For the specs on, now just talking about the chief vehicle, is that what we call it? Command vehicle?
Command vehicle.
Are these specs from a statewide organization of fire departments, or how much of this is customized by our fire department?
It's collectively information that we've both gained from past experiences with our vehicles and a lot of neighboring departments that we're utilizing and are putting on their vehicles that make them fully functional.
So there's not an organization of fire departments that...
I mean, you have things like NFPA that make kind of subtle recommendations and standards and things like that. I believe they meet or exceed those standards. But no, there's no governing body or...
I know it's not a governing body, but I was following a little bit Brian's, I think, the way I understood his train of thought in terms of what are we doing that's not sort of normally available.
I don't think it's a matter of what's not normally available. Like I said, I just don't think there's a state contract or a co-op out there that has everything under one roof.
Okay.
I'm just trying to save us some money.
And if we're discussing the ambulance as well, tell me. I have other questions on the ambulance when we're on that.
What's funny is the guy I took from Hamilton. He says he doesn't think they save money from co-ops. He said they went out to bid, and he said the co-op was always more.
Really?
Yeah. He said every time. That's why they just don't do it anymore. So he said they don't even bother anymore. They did it twice, and both times it went out to bid, and the co-op was always more money. So he said they just stopped doing it. They didn't feel it was worth it. They said the co-op makes it easy for certain things, but they didn't feel it was a money-saving path. So I thought that was an interesting perspective from somebody that...
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah. I mean, what's the point of having the co-op?
Yeah. Mm. If there's any more discussion on the command vehicle... then the thought is, then if we're willing to then ask Tara to make a bid package together for that to be able to go out to bid also. Because then I guess the question on the table.
What type of vehicle is it?
It's a Tahoe.
I know that won't be the ambulance.
Oh,
it's not like the ones we have now.
But I think first you wanted to deal with.
I want to deal with the command vehicle first, and then we'll move on to the ambulance.
I have no problem with this.
Okay, so then we're fine with making a motion to have Tara make the bid package for the command vehicle.
I'll make a motion to authorize the attorney to make a bid package for the chief's vehicle.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, now we can move on to the
ambulance. Can I have 1 second?
No.
For the chief? Oh, sorry. Half a second, maybe? Quarter of a second? Chief, can you just make sure I've looked quickly through the bid specs. The one that we created for the ambulance has a little brief description of the ambulance.
Okay.
So we'll need that for the command vehicle so we could plug that in there. And then there's some pre-delivery service that's on page 8.
Okay.
Just make sure that's what you want so we're not... Otherwise, I think the bid specs are pretty much going to be the same.
Okay. What kind of ambulance do you
have? The back half of it matches the newest one we have. The chassis is actually an F-Series chassis. We had to go
Ford.
With that. Yeah.
Ford. Turbo?
Is it a two-door chassis or four-door chassis?
Two-door. Two-door, sorry.
Mm-hmm. An F-Ford.
Two-door.
An F 450.
450.
So is it four-wheel drive?
No. We can go with four-wheel drive. Our stretchers max out at a certain height. With the four-wheel drive, how much of a raise it we'd have to invest in a new set of stretchers. So.
And I believe you said it's the same box as what we have already.
Yes.
And you felt the need to move up from a 350 to a 550?
Weight-wise, we had to.
You didn't misunderstand. They said that 550 was a typo. It was a
that was a typo.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to
be a 450.
So it's up. One step from where we are now.
With the white one, yes. With the newer Chevy van chassis, that's actually a 4500 chassis.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a G4500.
Okay.
And again, since it's been a year since we've really talked about this, would you consider this a transport ambulance or a rescue?
Transports.
Okay.
I mean, the by definition, yes, a transport ambulance. Yeah.
Okay. And some meetings ago, we were presented with the Houston-Galveston co-op, and we were told that they are an expert in configuring ambulances and sort of a national source to get the ambulance that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And what turned out that's not available from them that we're now looking to go to bid?
The box combination with a 450 chassis. The box is available on a 550 chassis, but that, of course, comes with added height issues and cost issues. I'm not looking to go over our allotted budget that we were allowed a year ago. So it's
Houston Galveston only had our box on a 550
On a chassis. 550. Huh. The box that was on the newest ambulance is... a stranger layout than most traditional ambulances.
Power box.
Yes.
How so?
Just the way some of the compartments are laid out on the inside. Personally, from a functionality standpoint, I love it, having ridden in both styles. But our point as far as new ambulance was to match what it is. That way it's easier for us to transition from one unit to another back and forth as far as equipment location and stuff like that.
In the future, are those boxes reusable on a new chassis?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that's a pretty common process anymore, where the chassis tends to wear out a lot quicker than a box will. I mean, every now and then you have to update certain things in the box to meet newer standards or something like that, but plenty of departments have taken a box off of one and put it on another chassis.
is our white box reusable when that chassis?
We, a couple of years ago, had gotten quotes on doing that to bring it up to standards. It ended up being, I think it was $70,000. Yeah. So by as a cost-benefit yeah. ratio, it just didn't make any sense.
Are we pretty sure there are no other typos in the specs?
I'm going to review it.
I saw like it's a 301-inch yeah. length, so it's a 25-foot.
Yeah, and that, believe it or not, is actually pretty close within a couple inches of the Chevy van chassis.
Does the F-Series create a different width, or is it the same width?
Same width.
The box is the box.
Yeah, the box kind of determines
mirrors
the width on an ambulance.
That come out on an F-Series versus an E-Series?
Yeah, they have the manual slide, kind of like mm-hmm. foam mirrors, so they're adjustable.
Okay.
And the E-front end doesn't work?
The E-front end that Ford offers is no longer available in a diesel platform. With the terrain and stuff we deal with around here, we thought it better off as a diesel versus a gas.
I have to ask this question. The E-Series, even though you can't get it, is there a cost difference from F to E?
I'm sure there is, just on the basis that a diesel platform over a gas platform is usually a couple $1,000 difference.
Right, but as the configuration of an E-Series with the diesel and an F-Series with the diesel, both 450, is there a cost difference?
Not that I have ever...
To me, with an F-Series, the engine's forward.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easier to work on?
From my experience having worked on vehicles, yes, absolutely. Okay.
So you're going to review them one more time?
Yes.
And then
actually,
get them?
Probably two or three more times.
Okay. So then everybody's satisfied with the need to go out to bid? We've already kind of approved this, so I just wanted to bring this back, have everybody discuss it with James. You'll review it a couple more times, get us what you want, and then we'll put it all together. So... Carol will work on the other thing, and then when you're comfortable with it, then I guess we have to then, just because I've never been here when we put something out the bid, put his package with it, hit ours, and then we're going to do a meeting where we essentially are putting it officially out the bid.
Correct.
Correctly,
yep.
The process.
We'll let the bids, and then they'll get advertised, and then there'll be a return date, and then on that we'll get the bids back, and then Chief will probably go through them to see whether the vehicle that's offered met the technical specifications. We usually go through them to see if they met the legal specifications. And then usually the chief would have a report back saying this vehicle is, you know, the lowest bidder met the specifications, or the lowest bidder didn't meet the specifications. And if it turns out that there's major departures from the specifications, and that may be a basis to disqualify the lowest bidder because they're not the lowest qualifying bidder. If it meets the chief's requirements, so there's minor variations, but they can be waived, then, and it's the lowest bidder, then it would be presented to you, and you would presumably approve the bid.
Okay. So then, obviously, if you can get that stuff back to us sooner than later, then we can maybe get it on the next agenda.
Okay.
Minimum 10 days between public notice and the return of the bids.
But how much time do we need? I mean, the 15th? 15th
mm-hmm.
is the next one. So
we'll have it back for you for the next meeting.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a lot of work, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Tara has done, I think, a very good job on these, and 90% of the work is done.
So as long as Karen has everything by Friday,
yep.
before, we're good. So giving them enough time to...
Can I just ask a question?
Absolutely.
The Tahoe, it's only the conversion.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the problem we ran with trying to get that through HGAC.
Mm-hmm.
HGAC will only, again, do it where if you buy the chassis and the conversion at once. That one actually went for review before the HGAC board and got denied because of that.
Okay. I just wanted the committee to be aware that the vehicle's already purchased.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is just the conversion.
So it's just the conversion.
Oh.
The vehicle's already ready. I believe it's close to ready for delivery, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So the vehicle's, it's just a conversion for the Tahoe that you're actually putting out to bed.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think on that we had to do anything, which, so we'll wait till the next meeting to put it all then out the bid. The lease. Okay, then the other is just the, we had talked about it briefly, was the rental agreement. I don't know if you had gotten any chance to discuss with anybody to about the 108 people issue.
That's something Sue and I are conversing back
and forth. Okay, so when you guys are have a plan for that, then we'll you can get back to us the final amendments of what you want to make to those, and then we can get our blessing on that. So
my only question in regards to that would be, as far as future changes to that, like, let's say we figure out that we're way too high on what our requested rent would be, I guess, the $375 I think it is currently, just sitting there. Can we change that without coming back here?
If you do it by resolution, you'll have to come back.
Okay.
I mean, it can be very simple. I mean,
yeah.
If guys find out it's not working, the market isn't responding,
yeah.
You know, tell them, and I'm sure they'll respond promptly.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just the first. Once we're satisfied with the path, the values can be changed easy enough.
Okay.
You know, but as long as this is good and the two agreements we're good with, you know, then value's going to be up or down depending on if you feel you're losing money or making not getting people coming to you.
Okay.
So yeah, once you're happy with that and come up with a, you know, an idea about the fire issue of over the time. Okay, so there's nothing else really on that until they come back. Then we have D is the environmental assessment proposals. Mike, if you want to discuss that.
Thank you,
James. I appreciate it.
So the next step, as we're working toward the acquisition of 97 Red Mill Road, is to retain an environmental consulting firm to do a so-called, commercial world is called a phase one assessment. For Green Acres, it's called a preliminary assessment, and since we're using public money, we're looking for the Green Acres qualification. I contacted several firms. I received three bids, three quotes, which were provided to you. The lowest quote happens to be the firm that does most of the work for our township, Quest Environmental. $2,950 is their quote to perform the preliminary analysis, preliminary assessment. And to remind you, half of that is reimbursed by the New Jersey Water Supply Authority. They're agreeing to reimburse half of the selected soft costs for that. So I'm requesting a consideration of a motion to engage Quest Environmental for this preliminary assessment.
I'll make a motion to hire Quest Environmental.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Okay. That was simple. Then we have. This is too many pages here. We have a new.
Still an old business, Mayor? I have something.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Update with the letter we received from the Office of Real Property Acquisition and Disposition from the New Jersey State Department of Treasury, Mr. Ty, in regards to the East Hall, former Hagedorn Hospital. They were working on a lease agreement with a company called Investment 360. He updated me that they're back to negotiations with that. They thought they had a final agreement, but they didn't. So he's going to keep us in the loop. We have our emails set up. So he agreed with me that if the time does come, it does get approved, that company that's possibly going to do this, that we'll be inviting them to a meeting to discuss the emergency services and stuff like that. So
okay. Good.
That's where we're at.
Thank you, Brian. Is there any other old business?
On that topic, this is still old business, and since we have the fire chief here, it relates to last year we discussed an ordinance to have private health care providers have a standby medical transport service other than our ambulance service. And I think that, as I understood it, that's in the fire department's court for review. And I just wanted to bring it up in that context, especially if we have another facility opening up, we should make sure we have that ordinance in place, I would think. Any update on...
Well, last I heard, we were waiting on you guys, too, to send a letter out to see what the facilities felt in regards to that.
That's what I recall, that we were going to consult the facilities. I didn't know who was consulting them now.
Oh, okay.
Is that us, or...
I can certainly do it.
Yeah, I thought it was in the fire department's hands. I was under the impression it was for the you guys were going to consult them to find, because you understood what the what they ask of you. I would not know what to ask.
Didn't we do a draft ordinance on that?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So maybe you want to just give them a copy of the draft ordinance.
I think
that's what we had talked about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they have it, and that's where it came back and forth, to just make them aware, you know,
right.
Aware of it, because I, you know, and I think it was left back in you know, the fire department's hands, just because we didn't know how they were impacting, and you could have the conversation with them going, hey, this is what's happening, and we want this to, how do we correct this before we go and pass an ordinance that surprises them.
There's new owners, I believe, at Hunterdon Hills also,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so that's a discussion to have with them, I would think.
Okay. So the ball's in your court then. are there any other old business? Then one item of new business is a request from the library committee to make a new to fill one of their vacancies. Mr. Victor Hoffman, I guess, has decided to step up.
Have we had a background check on?
Jack, is he safe to be in a library? Okay, good.
Oh, that's funny.
For what?
That's a very diligent federal servant for many years.
Have we checked to make sure he doesn't have any books still out?
Can't read.
Can I get a motion to approve Victor to fill one of the vacancies for the library committee?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Well, congratulations, Victor.
I think it's a one-year term. She's the president. It's a one-year term.
Yes.
That one is a one-year?
Is that a probationary one-year?
Probationary.
I can tell you guys aren't coming in.
Okay. Any other new business items or anything like that? If not, we're going to present presentation of vouchers.
I have none that qualify.
Okay.
The public comments. Over here, the public
presentation of vouchers.
Yeah. We didn't
get the
public
there yet.
Oh, we're not
there
yet.
Okay.
Yep.
Not there yet.
No, what?
Is this your Phyllis? Is this your packet? No, that's old.
Oh, yeah, there. What was the name when I came in?
Do you have any vouchers?
I remember.
I don't know.
I thought you meant my.
No, is your bill listed?
I don't have any
vouchers. You don't have any? Okay.
No, it was in my. Did you take that or do you have that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
I have one for Motorola Solutions.
Sorry, I didn't bring that.
It's the, I guess, the final payment, or a partial. I think it's a final payment. $5,763.63 for the new radios. For the fire department. Yeah, this was the fire department radios. Then I have Finch Fuel Oil Company for $1,249.18. Another one from Finch Fuel Oil Company for $5,587.94. And then I have one here for the Statewide Insurance Fund for $51,124.25. That is all of mine.
I've got a couple here. The first is for the New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan. active member benefits of $37,955.99, retired member benefits of $2,659.78 for a total of $40,615.77. One for Edmonds and Associates. This is for our financial accounting software system, $3,308. Finch Fuel Oil for fuel oil at the garage and municipal building, $2,150. Diesel fuel for the DPW department, $2,442.50. And JK HVAC service, this is for repairs to the elevated furnace systems, heating systems at the DPW building. There were some gaskets that failed and the like. $1,970.75.
I have one here also for Finch Fuel Oil Company. This is gasoline for the police department, $1,275.44. This is also with the police department. It's M&W Communications. This is Motorola radios and other issuing components for that system, $8,265.50. And that is it.
Can I get a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, we have Recreation Commission correspondence from their minutes. The one thing I just want to note here is Sunday, April 9th at 2 p.m., and the rain date is April 15th at 2 p.m. at the Memorial Park is their Easter egg hunt. And apparently they've also worked with the EOC members to make it a little more green friendly and not have a whole bunch of plastic trinkets and things like that, so, which is thoughtful because it usually would just end up in the garbage about 30 seconds later after the event. So the other item we have here is, this was now I guess a year ago when this started almost, is we had looked to go out and get a grant for the rain garden, to create a rain garden down at the library. It came back from the Department of Environment that it was declined. But I do want to thank the OSC and Sharon and Nancy for their work in running around to try to get this accomplished. And I'm sure we'll try again. So, thank you. Unfortunately, we didn't win this time. The other item is from the Hunterdon Healthcare. It's a thank you for the gift to the foundation, Hunterdon Healthcare Foundation Board of Trustees wants to thank us for our gift for the Regional Cancer Research Program in memory of Genevieve Sleicher. So it's just a thank you letter for that. And, okay, that's it. Before we go into public comment, I just have one statement. Last meeting, there was some comments made about items. I was disappointed by the individual who made them because he was a member up here. I had had conversations about the pictures. The pictures are on the back wall now. The next day, I got the call that the frames were in and everything was done, so he and I had a conversation. I was very disappointed that he seemed to bring that up. And then I got even more disappointed when he decided to go after our employees and how they were doing their work. And our employees have an extremely good, safe record, and they do everything properly. And he also decided to accuse our supervisor of items who happened not even to be there that day. So I'll chalk his comments about the pictures up to, you know, memory loss with me and maybe poor eyesight for his comments about the department. But it was just very disappointing me from somebody who sat up here. I mean, I could appreciate it from anybody from the public. They make a comment, they see something. But if you've been up here, you know what your voice means in the public. You know how it carries weight. And it was just disappointing for somebody to state, you know, to use a common term, alternate facts about things. And it was just disappointing because we have a great crew of men. We have a great supervisor. It was very disappointing to me. And after talking with our supervisor and finding out and getting a very lengthy email about the process and what was going on, it was very disappointing to me. So hopefully comments can be kept to, you know, from people to be factual. But I'm very proud of our men and what they do. So that was my public comment. So can I get a motion to open public comment now?
I'll make a motion to open it to public comment.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. It's your turn. You can go sit up there.
Pictures on my computer. Maybe I picture's worth a thousand words, so put one on this side and one you can share over here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're up in point nine.
Ready?
Okay. Yep.
My name is David Switzer. I live at 62 Point Mountain Road in the township. The pictures you have here are pictures of where my property is and the road, Point Mountain Road. That that thing that juts out, that bad turn that goes around here, that's my front yard. And I'm willing to make some kind of a deal with the town or whatever to let you use that land, buy it, and grade it out to make a safer turn there.
Okay.
I'm afraid someday there's going to be something big happening here, an accident. Head on, somebody's going to go through the bar and down the hill. Could be bad. So I'm not looking to make a lot of money on it. Of course, I want something for it. But I could make a deal where you just take it off my taxes for the next rest of my life and then maybe go into my kids if they get it for 10 years or so after that, whatever it would come out to be. So I don't expect an answer tonight.
Okay. How much property do you own there?
What?
How much property do you own there?
I got about four and a quarter acres, and that's probably going to be maybe like, I don't know, quarter acre, half acre maybe.
Okay.
I'm surrounded by the park and the road and a couple neighbors.
Could you supply us your lot and block number? Not necessarily right now, but so that we can get precise on what... Where you are?
You know, I thought about bringing it, but then I forgot.
If you could just give your street address, I could look that up, Mike.
Okay.
Do you have your street address?
Do I have what?
The street address?
62. Point Mountain Road.
Okay. I can look that up.
I think the 96 is one or the other, and three, maybe three, and I don't know. I don't remember too much anymore.
I see our DPW supervisor pops his head. Can you...
I'm just trying to listen to what we're talking about. That's all. It's the bank where the higher down, sir.
Okay.
Where the guardrail and stuff is. Where
yes.
The arrow is up. And I know Jay Weeks a number of times had wanted us to go in there and cut all. There was a bunch of trees there, and then the bank would have to be shaved down. The road is 18 feet wide in that area, but people do fly up around that corner.
Mm.
So I mean, if to shave the bank down or something like that, I don't think it would be a whole big deal. It's just a matter of whose property it is and get permission to do it.
What's the right-of-way width there?
It's 16 feet from the center, so it's 30 feet, 32 feet.
So you may be able to do something within the right-of-way or no?
Probably.
Are you on the outside? As a curve, are you on the outside curve?
It's the bank that left going up. The road?
Is your property on the inside of the curve or the outside of the curve?
It's right on the curve.
You're on the inside of the curve.
I'm on the point that juts out. No. The house isn't there.
This is Point Mountain.
But that's my front property on Borders Point Mountain Road.
But so he's on the inside of that curve.
I would call it the inside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. There.
He's the first picture is a down look at. Second one is going down a hill. Third one's coming up.
Talking about cutting the bank.
Yeah.
That's quite a cut he's showing on that thing. It's like putting a new piece of road in almost. Doesn't it look that way?
I think we'd have to. I can take you down there and show you where it is.
Yeah, I think we'd have to follow up.
Yeah.
We
definitely
could
look into it.
Okay.
Yeah. If we have an owner that's willing to step forward to try and make some safer,
right,
certain.
As long as he owns all that property, if not, then we would have to get permission from whoever else.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate the thought. And
Well, I hate to see anything happen there because, as Warren said, the cars go up and down there like crazy. And there's more, mainly people from that in the neighborhood. The neighborhood knows the road and they know how dangerous it can be. But more and more traffic is going up and down that hill over to California every day.
Okay. Well, we'll talk with Warren and figure out what we can do and what our options are. And
well, it would be quite expensive.
I've thought about it a couple times, but it's just a matter of getting permission from the property owner to be able to do it.
Well, now he stepped forward, so we might have an option.
Well, like I say, if he owns all of it, I don't know.
Yeah, right. We'll have to figure out, make sure that everything you have to impact. Yeah, everything you have to impact and make it straight.
I still have my truck.
Yeah,
good. That's a private joke.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Any questions about the maps or anything?
No. I think, and then if Warren knows where it is, we can sit down and then and come up with a good understanding of what the impact would be.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Ladies.
Thanks.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. Up to the geriatrics, do you know what they're going to put in there? What they're looking to do with that facility?
No, Ron.
It's something we really should find out ahead of time, because if you remember back in the late 80s, they wanted to put the criminally insane up there. We fought it. They stopped it. My point is, if we can find out ahead of time, it might make things a little smoother. It may be just something very simple. You know, we'll be happy to have. It'd be nice to know before it gets approved.
You know that 360 that that company was. They claimed to be like a boutique healthcare.
Boutique.
Yeah, that was their description, boutique healthcare.
But it'd be nice to get a little better description, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I think we should know that sooner the better. And the other thing is, our employees, our road department, guys are good. I agree with you. They're not perfect. What may happen occasionally, it may happen. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I don't know. I have seen times where some safety gear wasn't used. It happens. The reason I'm a little more aware of some of the things is I lost an eye due to an injury. So I'm really up on when I see they're not wearing eye protection. And that's the only other thing. But thank you.
Thank you.
Doesn't take much help. Hi, Victor Huffman, 213 Buffalo Hollow Road. This is from your last meeting. Maybe I just missed the conclusion you might have had. You were looking for insurance for volunteers, and I made a notation that you needed more information. Did you?
We're holding that to the budget meetings.
In fact, it was on the Karen had it on the agenda. Excuse me, Mark.
I'm sorry. No problem.
And I asked her to remove it from the agenda because I wasn't prepared to bring anything to the committee today.
Okay. As far as I got here, you were going to try to insure about 75 volunteers?
Yes.
How do you pick what volunteers you're insuring?
All 75. blanket coverage. I shouldn't use the word blanket coverage, but all 75.
That's what the township has right now, 75 volunteers?
Yeah.
Well, I believe they wouldn't be named, would they?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. So 75 that showed up at any one event, I think is how
it works. That makes a little more sense to me then.
And that does not include the fire department.
Excuse me?
The fire department is not included in that. They're separate.
Fire department, emergency squad.
Yeah. So that's why the number might not seem
big enough.
No, I just wonder. Yeah, I didn't realize that's all we had was 75 volunteers.
We kind of tried to add some numbers to see where we were to get a quote.
Yeah.
You know, and it might have to be redefined, but that got us a quote that we brought here.
Thanks.
We have to finalize that.
The next board of, what was it? You guys said Board of Health. When's that next meeting? It sounds like it ought to be fun to attend.
Excuse me?
Next Board of Health.
First Wednesday. 6:30, right?
Yeah, well, we pushed this item up.
We don't have anything on the agenda yet.
Checking in chipmunks or squirrels. Or,
keeps you exercising, you know?
Oh, bull crap. We live in a country. Let's just keep it down to dogs. No sense making things harder than half people.
Well, what about the pet coat of Mondays?
Suck money, you're a... Hi, Charlie Fortenbacher, 100 Schleicher Road. What Ron was talking about, those meetings years ago, I was at those meetings when they wanted to open Hagedorn, and that was for sexual offenders. That wasn't just for criminal or mentally insane. That was for, like, level 3 or tier 3.
Yeah.
It was bad people going to be up in there. So we got to stay on ball with that. We don't. Not that I want to be prejudiced against anybody, but we don't want that here. You know, and we just got to keep abreast of what's going on with Hagedorn. My other thing was the fire company, the first aid squad building. That's the one where they're talking about renting out.
Yes.
Who owns that building?
We do. They lease it.
Okay, they lease it. Who the rental fees that they're going to be charging?
Yes.
Where do those fees go? Who gets that money?
Goes back to the fire department because they're leasing the building
for what?
Whatever they want to use it for.
Okay. All right. Put that aside. The park and the pavilion. Who owns that?
Township.
Okay. Why was the park committee asked to put the funds that are collected for the rental of the pavilion into a fund that the township committee would have access to?
They don't. It was a fund for maintenance of the park specifically.
Which hasn't been established yet, right?
No, because it's been 18 months since I wrote the ordinance.
But is that – I'm just asking, why is there monies that they're collecting over there – for
apples
them to
and
use,
oranges.
And why are we being asked? I'm on the park committee too. That's I'm asking. Why are we being asked for the money that we generate up there to be given to the township committee?
Well, that money, they're leasing that building.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lease to use it however they need to use it.
Okay.
The township owns the park.
Okay.
And the committee works at the behalf of the committee. The park committee works on the behalf of this committee. At the pleasure.
Committee.
Yes.
Okay. I'm still a little cloudy on how that works. I think we were going to be on the agenda tonight, actually, but maybe for the next couple meetings. But it just seems that.
But all the money collected.
Yeah.
Goes to a specific fund set up for maintenance of the park.
But the big thing is that the fire company leases that.
Correct.
That's why it's not, I mean, why their money shouldn't go into something to pay for their bills?
Correct. Correct. They lease it. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to bring this up further. It was a question brought up with our committee at our meetings, you know, and we were actually going to talk about it tonight. It was going to be on the agenda, but I don't think we have our ducks in order yet ready to talk about it. But I was curious why them and not, or why not them and why us,
right.
You know, and, like I said, nothing's been done yet. I mean, there hasn't been the fees established for any of the rentals yet. But I was inquisitive about why it was going to be taking place with the monies brought in for the rentals.
Well, back to the mayor's comment, the money that you do bring in
yeah.
is going to go into a fund that is just for you. We're not going to be touching that money. That's going to go into a
fund. Okay, just for us. But when does that get accessed? I mean,
well, it'll get access as the ordinance states. It'll get access to pay the electric bill.
Yeah.
To pay the dumpsters, and it will be used if you guys need to buy lumber for something. You can use it for that as long as there's money available in there. It's maintenance items. So if you raise $6,000, that's $6,000. The big thing here is now you have a mechanism to guarantee you're going to collect that money. Right now, it's a donation.
It's a donation, yeah.
You could make $2, you know. So this is something now to enforce people will have to pay for the rental of that. The money goes back into that fund.
Mm.
If there's $6,000 and we spend $1,000 on... you know, garbage and, dumpsters and stuff, you've got $5,000 left over. The other big here item that was why it was written that way is because that park was established as supported by taxpayer money.
Yes, yep.
That was changed in 2008. by a resolution that said the township would take over paying for it. Most people on the park don't know that. I thought that was
paying
wrong.
Paying for what?
Paying for the expenses of that park.
Which are what?
Garbage, lighting, and those utility expenses. So the Friends of Memorial Park had paid for them, and then February 2008, a resolution was passed to take that bill off of that and give it back to the township. Mm-hmm. So then they were basically lying that it wasn't taxpayer money. The resolution, the ordinance that I wrote and had discussed and we passed now mm-hmm. took that back. So now all that money is specifically collected and pays for that, so it is truly back to no taxpayer money. That's the big part of it, because I thought it was wrong of what that was done in 2008.
Okay. And who was responsible for that? What was?
I'm not going to talk about that. I don't think I should talk about people that aren't here anymore.
No, I'm saying, but it was the committee.
It was the committee.
Okay. All right.
I'm just curious. That theoretical $5,000 you said left over, would that carry to the next
year
for
the committee? Yep, and I talked with Greg that it is not something that will get rolled over into the main lump. It would stay. So if the next year they collected another six, they could have $10,000 if they only had $1,000 expenses. So it would be just a continuing collection of money, and it wouldn't go anywhere. The township wouldn't go and say, "Oh, we got $10,000 to work with." It's for the park to use how they want to use it for maintenance.
So if we had projects up there, like we're going to be having come next 12 months, replacing guardrails, replacing here, we would theoretically use that money.
You could use that money. Yes,
that?
Yes. If there's money available there, and it's, you know, we know from how much garbage is, we know how much electric is. You know, we've had enough times that we know the value there. Say, as long as we have whatever $2,000, $3,000 in there, we have enough in there. So what's over that year?
Yeah.
You know, it's always booked. We know kind of an idea of the value should be coming in, especially once you guys establish a number.
Which hasn't been done yet.
Right.
Exactly.
We will have a good idea of what a yearly income will be from that into that trust fund. And then you guys can start budgeting realistically. You know, it's like electrical is like $130 a month, and it's like $200 or something like that, or every month or every quarter or something like that for garbage. So you can figure out the math, and you have a good idea of what the expenses are going to be, and then you know what's left over. But it's not going here. It's meant for the park.
Yeah, okay. No, I was just curious because, you know, with that rent, the whole rental over here and then our rental, the pavilion, you know, kind of see.
Well, the problem is we had to make a mechanism because the park committee is not like the fire department. A fire department is a separate entity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and Friends of Memorial Park is a private group that was originally running it.
Yep.
They technically, the way the ordinance was written, would have to go, everything you did over there as Friends of Memorial Park, you should have technically gone to the rec to get permission to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was never done that way. It was, you know, it's a small group. It was, you know, point was to make it clean, that there was no issues. It made it clean for the park to do what the park wanted to do, rec can do what the rec wanted to do, and they separated. And that was really the intention there. And then in that process, recognizing there was an issue financially, and that you guys weren't getting paid when it was getting used, gave you a mechanism to enforce that, and the money specifically in the ordinance states that it will go to a maintenance fund for the park.
Which we could draw on that.
Which you can draw.
We would have to come before you?
You would have to, yes. You would have to, if you have a request of whatever, you'd get a price for lumber of $1,000, and then you'd have to put in that, you know, that request and bids, if you got bids or proposals.
But as of right now, there's no monies in that.
There's no money because you guys haven't established anything yet.
Yeah,
right now it's nothing.
The Friends of Memorial Park is paying for the lumber and stuff like that, whatever,
correct.
You know, so.
Right.
Okay, I just didn't understand how it was going to work all right, good. All right, that's what I needed to know.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Anyone else?
Make a motion to close it to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes, we need to go into executive then for personnel.
Personnel,
police,
land acquisition, and whatever you put that on.
COA?
Yeah.
Litigation.
Litigation.
Okay.
So it's the one topic that we talked about. maybe if I could talk about the executive related to personnel or the stuff.
I'm be honest with you, I forgot. Yeah, we'll go in executive just to bring it up, and then we'll if it's something we can't, we then we can't. We just can't talk about it. But I'm my mind just blank. So, but if it is something we have to talk about, I don't want to talk about it right now.
There'd be no action on these three.
No action on anything. Yeah, there's no action on. I will. Yeah, I don't think there'll be
by consensus.
The police one maybe. There may be action at the end of it on the police item, police personnel item.
So the public should know that possibly they may come back in connection with some police issue.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was personnel, affordable housing, and land
acquisition? Land acquisition.
Okay.
You
oh, I remember. Yes, now I remember. It took me a second to come back. Yes, so, yeah, that's something that has to be in executive, too.
So you're looking for a resolution?
Yes, that's a resolution,
resolution
32, 2017, to go into executive.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 32, 2017, to go into executive session.
For the reasons expressed.
For the reasons expressed.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to go use the
powder room?
Yes, the powder room. I haven't heard it called that. Yeah.